You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Chancellor.
And I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? It's your girls, the Silly Girls Podcast. And we back again with our two-hand wave. We're going to talk to YouTube first. YouTube. Please go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and comment. And go ahead and hit that subscribe button and join our family. That's how you let us know that y'all for real rock with us and want to be a part of the Silly Squad. Because how you a part of the Silly Squad and you ain't subscribed?
That.
How? Sway? So go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And if you're not, I want to say go ahead and hit it with your sixth finger. And welcome to the family, okay? Welcome to the family. Hey, cousin. Hey, you. Also, go ahead and, you know, and hit that notification bell so you'll be notified every time that we drop a video. As well as under this video on YouTube, there is an arrow. And the arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because they family, I got to tell them how I would tell my family.
I think you should.
I think I'm going to tell them in the language that only I know how to speak.
Do it.
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody on your timeline, your contact list, the list that you want to knock off, the list that you already knocked off, the list that...
That new list that spin the block again.
The new list that spin a block again. Woo! God damn, that list. Fuck!
Even spread it to the list where you're going to give them the boots.
That list!
This is a parting gift.
A parting gift, motherfucker.
That list, baby.
Please go ahead and share it to all of them because I don't care. Mate, you know, let them watch it. Now, I'm saying what the fuck I want to say. What's up? And don't stop me, either.
You can't hear stop, me? Won't stop.
And also, please go ahead and, you know, say tap those links that's in our description box because they actually take you over to a podcast platform, the first one. We actually, like I said, on all podcast platforms, Spotify, iTunes, you can find us on all of them. As well as, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and follow us on our social media and, you know what I'm saying, get them views up and get them likes up and go ahead and come in and just say, hey. Just say, hey.
Hey, how you
doing?
Know
what I'm saying? To everybody who, you know what I'm saying, just be in our comments and say, hey. We want to appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we appreciate you. We want to say, you know what I'm saying, for real. When we blow up, ba-boo, you blow up. You know what I'm saying? Ba-boo, you blow up. You know what I'm saying? For real. Now, everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, what's up? How y'all doing out there? Who driving in your car? Did I sound good?
You hit that door, huh?
What's up?
Yeah.
You remember Gina and what Pam was talking?
Gina! What's up?
What's up?
Gina. She said, what's yeah. Up? When Biggie was there.
So what's up? Please go ahead and hit that subscribe button, you know what I'm saying, on any podcast platform as well. But however, now it is my favorite time of every episode, every week. I am honored, and I'm not just saying this for the, you know what I'm saying, the YouTube or the podcast. She knows this, how special she is in my life. You know, I mean, I don't know what I would do without her ass at this point. She's just stuck with me.
It's up and it's stuck.
Hey to, you know what I'm saying, somebody who be getting their dick stuck in them. Hey, how you doing, Dick Stickle?
I ain't sticking it in.
I'm saying, but you know, the baby sticking in you. Well, not baby, he just sticking her. Like, what's up?
What's good, baby?
How you been? How you doing? Your pink up here looking out.
Looking
cute. You
know what I'm saying? Like,
I see you got to put it down to show that cleavage. Okay, titties.
Charles Lowe.
Okay, titties.
Why would you do that? She's so...
Okay, titties.
To go to hell.
Hey,
not
girl.
For real though. But
I like your earrings. Sugar. Hold on. Come on, Kay. These new.
These old.
I ain't never saw these ones. You ain't wear them on her?
I have.
Oh.
You
okay.
Probably ain't paying no attention.
I'm so sorry I ain't paying attention.
It's okay.
Come on, Assessions. Come on.
Tootie.
I know Tootie.
Yeah. How are you, sugar? Somebody got a birthday coming up.
Dude.
Let's address that.
We need to next Sunday.
Yeah, we doing your birthday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was going to say that when we, yeah.
Yeah.
For your birthday.
So,
are you excited?
I am.
Good.
I am.
As you should.
Uh-huh. But we honest with you, still.
Oh, everything. Working.
Mm-hmm.
By the time this come out, I been moved or what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I done moved. Whatever. But I'm just happy to be with you. Mm-hmm. Life is good. You know, anytime you can be amongst the living and talking and doing all that, like, it really ain't no, I'm not gonna say, oh girl, unless I'm like having a hard time and I'm thinking about my niece, which I go through a lot, but by the time I come over here, like, you know how they say you leave it outside so you can focus or whatever, but in my mind, you know, my niece, the only thing, I'm happy about everything, I just, you know, just trying to get through and come to terms with my niece. I know it's been some months, but it's like, it's hard, it's really, really hard, and it's because I've never confronted grief. So if every time she asks grief, it's hopefully as the months go on, I'll just say, I'm still going to be the same, but I don't know how soon it'll be for this grief for her goes away. But other than that, that's can't change that, but life is good. Just shit. Man, let me tell you something. Ross got these chocolate wafers. I don't know if y'all watching this and y'all have Rosses in y'all state, but the ones from Texas, I know y'all are familiar with Ross. And you know, they have all the best snacks. Like, they be by the checkout register. They have, like, the wafers. They have, like, the guacamole chips, the chickpea chips, like, the waters. I'm sitting here thinking about them wafers. And I'm just wondering what time we going to be done, see if they still open. Because I be putting a whole bunch in my mouth, and I let it sit there, and I chew them, y'all. It's ridiculous the way I do it. I'm recording one day and have chocolate incident on one of these videos because it's stupid. I act like I'm 3 years old. But y'all thinking about
that? With Ross, I always get the aloe vera water.
Do you? And I see, I'm going to have to grab you some. Because the one by my house, they always have it. And I'd be like, do I want to try it? Or whatever. But I always grab the wafers. But I always see the aloe vera water. I see all kind of stuff. Like, especially in Burlington. I be seeing so many snacks. Like, healthy snacks and, like, the different, like, chickpea stuff. It's really good. So, if y'all got a Burlington. From Burlington's,
it was some plant-based chickpea.
They have plant-based snacks and candy and gluten-free and sugar-free type of stuff. It's, like, really good. So, I just, like, want to look for the snacks. And also, I've been just going around. I don't know if y'all noticed or not about me. I think I've said it before. But my love language is for someone to say, ooh, you smell good. When somebody says it, it just brights my day. So, like, on days when I don't have to go to my part-time job, when I have nothing to do, I go to different stores and smell perfumes and write down the notes. And I be, like, talking to myself as a sales agent. And the people that be working up, I'm serious, y'all. They walk by and be like, and I'm like, ooh, that's very citrusy. And I was like, if I mix this with this. And I was like, ooh, I smell the garamond, the bergamot. Oh, I don't like this. Patchouli, I don't like that. Like, I just really, on my days off, I go around smelling perfumes because I like to smell perfumes. So if y'all have any good recommendations, put them in the comments. Please, nothing floral. If it is floral, it has to be like a citrusy, slight floral, sweet floral, whatever. But that's my life. And that's what I do. Okay. Hi! What's up with you, cutie? With the bob booty? Hey, Miss Leo.
I am getting ready to enter in a season of something new, and excited about that. Good. And trying to, you know what I'm saying, get my mind prepared on this next thing.
You'll be great. Yeah. It's gonna be great.
So that's basically it. And like I say, just staying in my happy place, and you know, and but mainly that's my focus now, is, you know, trying to get everything set up of how I'm going to move with that.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying, how it's going to, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, that part. Because I ain't gonna let them know. I don't want y'all to know all this stuff.
Yeah, but, of course.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So
she don't never tell. She don't tell Facebook or nothing like that. She just handles
it.
She don't understand. But I'm excited for you. Yeah, very, very excited for you. Yeah.
So. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you think it's gonna be like permanently doing this, or it's just like, well,
permanently until the podcast starts making us money?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm being honest. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I tell all the time, the podcast is gonna retire us. So, you know, this podcast is, you know, we're going to get sponsorships, and we're going to get, you know, start getting paid from all of, you know what I'm saying, our platforms, not just one of them, you know what I'm saying, all of them. And so, until that.
Okay, yeah.
So, hell yeah.
No, because I know how you feel.
Yeah, you know how,
And I will talk about that. Yeah, there,
so basically.
About that. But yeah,
so it's until.
I'm excited for you.
Until that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
Yeah, or until, you know what I'm saying, my rich man come and, you know what I'm saying, and...
And do what he need to do.
Do what you need to do, boo. Damn, come save me.
I sometimes wonder, like, how did God choose, like, oh, you're going to be Beyonce. Oh, you're going to be the Kardashians. Or you're going to be Paris Hilton and, like, born into money like that. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't us? But then if you would have been born into money, we would never met each other. I probably just knew you from social media, from, like, if you was, like, a socialite or whatever mm-hmm. you aspire to. Or if I would have, you know, been a famous photographer or either a famous black veterinarian or something like that. I'm saying, like, I just be wondering. You can't question that, but it's like, how do you pick?
Me, you know what? I wish I was never born into money. I wish I grew into money.
Okay.
And the only reason I say that is because a lot of people who were born into money, a lot of them, like, them rich kids and them celebrity kids, they be weird as fuck.
So
you
weird.
Know what I'm saying? I'm not lying to you. And then, like, they be, like, mentally, you know what I'm saying, weak with not having to struggle. You know what I'm saying? Like, they be on some, like, that they, like, suicidal type of shit. Like, it be so easy for them to crack because they were sheltered so much. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why anytime that something happened, a lot of them, you know, commit suicide. A lot of them go crazy. A lot of them. So I always wish that I was not born broke, but born just, you know what I'm saying, just like
enough money
to survive, but then grow into money. So I have the foundation of, like, I know how to, you know what I'm saying, survive. And it ain't, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't just kill me if something bad happened or something. And then I'm not weird, like, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't sheltered or, you know what I'm saying, something like that. So me, I always wish that I grew into it. Then, you know what I'm saying, I already have it, and I didn't ever want that entitlement, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, I'm this person, I got, you know what I'm saying. So that's just how I, you know what I'm saying, I always thought, because a lot of them be weird as fuck, and
I was born. I mean, I'm thankful for the way, for who I am now. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. I don't think I would change anything. Well, a couple of, you know, things, but if I wish I was born into money, but born into money to where my parents instilled in me, like, you gotta work hard, because you got some rich folk who be like, you got access to this, but you need to get it.
And it be that many that do that, then this many that.
But I'm saying, like, the ones, like, when I see the movies where they be, like, the ones, or either if I was born into money, I want to be born with the nature of wanting to see what it like to get things on my own. But still have that open door pause while, like, hey, daddy, I need this, but I still want to go. I'm going to go out and, like, maybe go, even though my dad is a billionaire, I want to go out to college, get a degree, you know, live a normal life, but still have that cushion, like, it's third, like, if I need it, but not where it's spoiled or entitled. But, like, I got that bread, but I go to the hood. You know how Nunu did on ATL? She was in the hood. I don't want to be fake like that, but she was in the hood kicking, and she fit in, but her dad had all that money, you know, but she just really wanted to. No, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just always wonder, like, damn. But Beyonce had to work for it.
It's a certain type of grind. It's a certain type of hustle. It's a certain type of mindset that you in when you know what I'm saying? You starting from here and you build it yourself versus already have it. Like, it's just a different, you know what I'm saying? So, just for me, I don't, you know what I'm saying? If I was at my kids, I ain't having to fuck kids. But, you know what I'm saying? But for me, I wouldn't want to be doing.
So, I need it all, but I still want to be, like, want this. But you know, you had a child where you have the one daughter who want every, like, daddy, buy me this, do me that. But you had that one child who the real, but they like, what the fuck wrong with you? Why you gotta be so different? I'll be a different one. And I'm like, girl, shut the fuck up. You know, like, that one. But still, like, my daddy was like, I was his favorite, but I was still the one because I remind him so much. He said, boy, he got the money. You know, I be watching new movies and shit. Anywho.
Weird as fuck. Very weird.
Yeah. I'll be a weird one. But very happy for you in your new season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything that's going to happen or whatever, yeah, for sure.
For sure. I was looking at my phone, and as usual, is a lot of notifications be popping up. I got to go ahead and tell her. I started muting a lot of notifications because we
did before. Muting.
No, I'm saying not that. I'm saying I start muting them so you wouldn't see them while we record.
Oh, I don't, half the time when her notification popping and stuff, it be her, like, hey, going into panic mode, thinking I'm reading it. I don't give a fuck about that. Like, I was always very inquisitive and would be nosy and want to know stuff, but I don't give a fuck to know. Like, not saying you as a whole.
Listen, she had grew a lot because her, And my best friend, the thing about
it was, I wouldn't really know you like that. It's just I stare at you and I look at you and I don't give a fuck about you. Find out I'm looking at you. Like, I wouldn't go around like, girl, what's going on with her biz? If you came and told me some shit and I entertain it, but I wasn't like, girl, I just got to find me, go find. Like, but if I wanted to investigate, I knew how. But she say no, it's because we'll just stir. Half the time when I'm staring at somebody, I don't know what the fuck they saying. I'm just looking because I'm a people watcher. I've been like this since I was little. I just like watching people, how they move, how they interact. And if you see me looking at you, I don't give a fuck that you catch me looking, I'ma keep stirring. And I'ma smile at you and then fucking look out. Like, I just watch people. And then sometimes I stir because I be thinking about something and I forget I'm stirring. I be like, yeah. But I don't like to see, to be all only nosy shit that I could say I was for my nigga. If I was in his, I want to be nosing his shit. Like, what the fuck is it? Who is it? Why you talking to him? But like, when her shit pop up like that, she be like, her fingers go fast. And I be like, bitch, I don't even know what the fuck that said. I look over there because I see it pop up, but I'm not trying to say who was it, who was that.
I just started just
doing it. Yeah, I don't. Cause she muted.
It's a little wild.
I'm about to say she muted for her own.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little wild.
Yeah, I don't be looking. That's what I'm saying. When she was real, I'm like, I'm not looking. Right. I look in your phone to see what answers you got. We playing these games, but not for your personal business. It's crazy. Yeah,
because I'm just saying because sometimes they be saying something wild, and I be like.
Cause she been shot them some nasty shit, and then they finally reply back, and he be like, "Oh, you one of your earl
facts."
But yeah, yeah. I don't pay attention. I see it, but I don't really look at straight like that. Just out of privacy, cause just out of respect for her.
It'd be a lot going on.
If it was my dude.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Want to jump to the first?
Yes. Topic? So our first topic, we're going to talk about categorizing your friendships. So it was something that had went viral of, you know what I'm saying, a girl, she had made a post and she was saying that she categorized her friendships. Like she has friends that she goes to the club with, she has friends she travel with, she has friends she go to church with, blase, blase. And in the comments, you know what I'm saying, they were like half and half going, they was battling or whatever. And so we're going to discuss that. So Kiki.
No, you go ahead. Cause
I want you to go.
I'm gonna still say what I said, but I already said it. So
I want them to hear what you said.
I'm gonna say it after you say it. I'm not gonna change it. Right. I'm gonna say what you said.
Okay, so
because I want to make sure I understand what
basically it's the same.
Okay.
So what she was saying, like she said, she have friends. You know what I'm saying? That she. You know, does things with. And so a lot, you know what I'm saying, not a lot, but it was like half and half where people were in the comments and they was going, you know what I'm saying, in like, you know, why would you categorize your friends? You know what I'm saying? Shouldn't be your friend. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's what, like, you said, like, I wouldn't be your friend if you don't categorize me.
I didn't say I wouldn't be your friend if you don't characterize me. I said, why wouldn't you have a friend? I said, when you have friends, there's no limit to what you can and can't do with your friends, in my opinion. But I understand if she wants to categorize because, like me, people wouldn't invite me to church. I will go to church with you, but I'm not going to be standing up, hallelujah, praising, shouting and crying and getting emotional like that because I was raised Christian and I was raised Jehovah's Witness. I'm not opposed to going to church, but because the way I was raised and the way my brain processes religion, I'm not the one that you would want to invite to go to see T.D. Jakes and his daughter.
Yeah. So for me, I agreed 100% with this post. 100%. 110%. And the reason why that I did is because all of my friends, I love all of y'all the same. All of y'all the same. I put the same respect on all of y'all. However, that's understanding who your friend is as a person. Like she just said, the reason why, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't saying that, oh, I put this friend over you, or I, you know what I'm saying? I love this friend more, or I think this friend is, you know what I'm saying? You know, a certain whatever, because I do this with. Let me say this. I'm not a person that I work out. My friends who work out know not to invite me to nothing that work out, right? Mm-hmm. My friends who travel know I hate flying. They know not to ever, you know what I'm saying, really invite me. You know what I'm saying? So I want them to, you know what I'm saying, have friends that, you know what I'm saying, they just travel with. Mm-hmm. I want them to have friends that they, you know what I'm saying, just go work out with. I want them to have friends that, they, you know what I'm saying, like, so for me, because, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, like, Kiki don't really like to be outside like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So why would I keep, you know what I'm saying, pulling you out, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm putting you in a situation where I know that, bitch, that's not even you. So, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, out of respect and love for me, bitch, put me in that category where you don't, you know what I'm saying, do this. So I think that's out of a love and respect and protecting your friend and their feelings and making sure that they are all right. Because I'm not finna bring the church girl to the club with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm being honest. Like, she's gonna be so uncomfortable. She's gonna be like, you know what I'm saying? So it's for her, you know what I'm saying, out of respect, because I love her so much. I'm not even finna, you know what I'm saying, bring her into where the sinners play, because, baby, we, you know what I'm saying? So being that, I think that is the smartest move ever, because you're protecting your friend and their beliefs and their likes and their interests, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, you know what I'm saying, you love all them the fucking same, you know what I'm saying? But you just do certain things with certain friends. And it's a certain, you know what I'm saying? So, and people didn't understand it in the comments.
That makes
like,
sense.
You know, they was like, bitch, why wouldn't you invite me to the club? Why the fuck would I invite you to a club when all you do is talk about church and you don't have no club clothes? You ain't finna, you know what I'm saying? They said you got to wear heels to get in this club. Why would I invite you? And then you mad at me now because you like, oh, she been, you get what I'm saying? So
I think, from before, because she asked, I asked her what she meant by the topic. So, like, I'm not gonna lie, I agree with you 100%. My thing is, when I say, if Charleston is my friend across the board from A to Z. I agree with everything she just said about respecting your friends and boundaries. I'm just the type of person, I'm gonna ask you, hey, I'm going to this. Would you like to go? And you be like, nah, bitch, you know that ain't my scene. I never ask you again. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean when I say, I ain't gonna categorize you every time I think I'm gonna go, because the way I am, if I want to go and I want somebody with me that I know I'm going to have a good time with, no matter what the environment is, I'm a caller. I know she'll go to the moon and back. Anyway. It ain't no to
trip. And I'm saying about the workout, but I'm still going
to
work out.
But I'm saying, I know she don't like to work, but I don't really want to go by myself. Do you think you can go? She that type of friend where she going to go. I don't like to be outside all the time, but sometimes I'll be like, if I'm not tired, like, yeah, I'm in the vibe, I'll go outside. It's just that I'm a homebody, and so my natural nature is to be at home. But if I know in advance, like, I'll come out, like, if I know, I'm just not a spur of the moment type of person, because I'll be like, I got to juke myself for a four, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I totally get her categorizing her friends, and it's just like, okay, well, bitch, I don't, and it's like you said, out of respect, I made the decision to where I know that she's always gonna tell me no, and she might be the type of person like, I love my friend so much, and I'm tired of her telling me no, I don't want to keep hearing no from her, so just to prevent the no's, I'm just going straight to the yes. But I think the people in the comments, when you said that, a lot of bitches that was replying to that ain't healed. Because, and I used to be a bitch that wasn't healed. You know what I'm saying? So, if I see my friends out with somebody a long time ago before that territorial spirit, I prayed up off of me for me want that type of person, I'd be like, well, you ain't asked me to go. And the person be like, well, I knew you wouldn't go nowhere, but so, bitch, you still could have asked. That was the mindset I had then. But now when I see her outside, I don't feel no kind of way. I'm like, this bitch always out. You look cute, bitch. Was it fun? And sometimes I'm like, damn, bitch, you by my house. You ain't say nothing to me. I would have came through. And I would think to myself, now, bitch, why you say that? Because you sleep. But it would have felt good for you to say, come pull up. And I was like, hey, you know, it just depends. Like, sometimes you just want to be asked because you may be in that spirit to be like, I just want to get out. But I definitely understand, again, I really ain't the motherfucker that want to pay to go see Sarah and T.D. Jakes off of just because of how I was raised. But if, trust me, like, I'm going to see Catfish. Sorry, y'all, that's T.D. Jakes. I'm going to see Sarah Jakes, and she this women empowerment thing. You want to go with me? I say yes to her. I definitely a yes to her, but somebody else who I ain't as close with, no, I ain't going to, that's all right. That ain't my type of vibe. But I'm going to say yes to her because I know anywhere she go, I'm enjoying myself. Even if I'm not familiar with it's my safe space. That's what me. But I definitely get where you don't ask certain people. I get that. I'm at that space now. Like, I used to ask my best friend to go everywhere with me. Like, you want to go here? Come with me to Charleston thing. Come with me to this thing. But then I started saying, it ain't fair to her for me to feel like I don't want her to feel like I'm just dragging her around because I feel obligated to ask her. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely get it. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying, like, I ask you once, like, hey, I ask her anytime. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if she say no. I mean, you want to go to this
barbecue? I'm the person that
is a person that's not gonna say no. And the thing about it is, because we ain't got that much time before, we have to let you hoes go on YouTube. Sorry, I'm a coyote. Y'all cousins, coyote hoes. She always on gung-ho because she has shit. Like, she stay ready so she ain't got to get ready. She got outfits galore. With me, I don't stay ready to get ready. So, if you ask me at the last minute, I literally will have graphic tees, sneakers, and all that. I don't have outfits to go. So, though, I be like, let me know in advance and I'll be ready. I just ask for the heads up and not the last minute. But I definitely agree with you. Like, it makes sense. Like, why I'm going to keep... It makes sense. I'm just the type of person, I'm going to ask you. Or if I really always want you to be with me and I prefer to be with you when I go to certain places. You have those ones you always want to be with. You ask. Yeah. But yeah.
But yeah, the thing about it was, like I said, she didn't say anything that, you know what I'm saying, that, oh yeah, this friend of hers is lame.
She never said she didn't like him.
She didn't, you know, yeah. Like, just because, you know what I'm saying, like, the people that I would go to church with, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm not saying they lame, bitch. If that's just not they scene, you know what I'm saying, that's not they scene, so I'm not finna make, you know what I'm saying, because I know I'm like an all-around person where I'm gonna go everywhere, you know what I'm saying, and so I understand that and realize that everybody's not like this, so yeah. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, even put you in that predicament where you know what I'm saying, you having to, like, say, like, ooh, should I say yes or... I ain't even finna do it. You know what I'm saying? You got it, bitch. I'm finna go where, you know what I'm saying, I know this person right here.
Go.
You know what I'm saying? She ain't finna complain about no time being out. She ain't finna, you know what I'm saying? We just finna be out there. We finna be doing whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's the fact that, like I said, the categorizing, I feel, is just the fact of
that understanding.
It's understanding exactly who your friend is, yep, and respecting exactly what, you know what I'm saying, that they not go, you know what I'm saying, be comfortable with. And, you know what I'm saying, it's basically like just making sure, you know what I'm saying, that these people, you know what I'm saying, enjoy where they're going. I know that this, you know what I'm saying, friend is not finna enjoy, you know what I'm saying, me going to the, you know, play basketball or something. This bitch is gonna be like, oh, this shit boring. I don't wanna hear nothing. For me, I don't like complainers around me. I don't like nobody that got, you know what I'm saying? Like, just have a good time, bitch. Listen, I promise you. Thank you. That's why I be going to shit by myself.
Once you get me out, if you ask me to go, and if I say yeah, I'm gonna go, I'm not gonna complain. I'm gonna have a good time. Yeah. I just ask for the heads up. Most of the time, I will say yes if I have a heads up. But if it's during the week, you know, I go to bed at 8:30, so I would not be, unless I be like, yeah, fool, I don't gotta go to work the next day. But I get it. I'm not offended if I'm not invited. But I think that people probably got offended because she said categorized. People. I find one word and just think like she just said, like, oh, these my pretty friends.
Right.
These my fat friends. That's a difference. Yeah. And she would have said that. But she was like, no, I have my friends where I'm going to travel with because they don't have a limit on what they spend. Mm-hmm. They ain't checking they budget and they don't have a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm like, bitch, don't invite me because I'm like, bitch, how much is that?
I'm the
wrong friend to, you know what I'm saying? So, bitch, categorize me. Well, don't put me in a position where I'm like, you know.
Well, YouTube, if you want to hear the rest of us talking about categorizing your friends, you're going to have to go over to our other podcast platforms and check us out. So, in the meantime, in between time, we finna categorize y'all. We out.
Yeah, so I get it. So, you know, I'm the wrong friend, you know what I'm saying, to go and travel with, and you want to do all these excursions and go to these expensive-ass restaurants and all that, because in my head, I'm like, damn, bitch, you know what I'm saying, this meal is $200, bitch, that's me some Jordans right there. So, you know what I'm saying, so main thing is, like, you know what I'm saying, I love that my friends know who I am, yep, and they will respect, you know what I'm saying, that I don't want to spend $200 on this meal. I would rather go to the sneaker store and buy some Jordans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So instead of making me feel, you know what I'm saying, some type of way, you know, be like, damn, now I feel like I gotta say yes because everybody in the group finna go, and I'm like, bitch, you know what I'm saying?
I don't get mad. So, I'm like, no.
Yeah,
no,
you know,
like,
what I'm saying?
You should.
Yeah, so it's like, as a friend, bitch, don't even put me in that category where I'm like, you know, So you know what I'm saying? So my thing is like, yeah, know who I am and don't even, you ain't even got to come to me with it.
But the thing about it is, that's what I love about you, is because I know that if I call Charleston, she's going to be ready. She's going to be ready to go. It ain't no, let me think, unless she got something going on. Like, I called her the other day and I'm like, I'm outside, I got clothes on, I feel cute.
Right.
I'm like, let me call Charleston. I'm like, because I know she, I ain't thinking nobody else to ask, because I feel like everybody else has some more shit going on. I'm like, I know Charleston. If she in these streets, she'll tell me to pull up wherever she at. And I was, she like, I got something to do. I like, damn, I guess I tried to play the guilt. I guess I'll just go by myself. I was laughing like a motherfucker when I said that. Charleston said, oh, no. She like, no, baby, I can always make time for you. Shit. Where you at? And I was
for
like,
real, because I will leave her up, meet up with you, and then go with
them. I was like, my nigga, I was like, nah, you good. I was like, just I was like, go have fun. But it was like, I knew I could reach out to you. And like I said, I'm always available for you, and you didn't know that. I'm always available for you. And even if you say, hey, fool, I need you to go with me, I find something. You know what I'm saying? It's just that I don't have. Now that I've lost a little weight, I have more clothes. Before I
always. Not weight, girl. You look good, girl.
Thank you, girl. When I was heavier, I realized I hid behind just casual clothing. But now that I'm feeling more confident because I can buy more things, there's more variety for me. I have a selection, like, of things to put on and be ready to go. Like, I had, like I said, I got clothes. What we doing? We out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if it's like, I really, if I ain't got to work, I'm letting you know. You should know. I mean, in case you don't. Like, if it's only doing a week, I'll be like, But I pull up maybe an hour or two. Mm-hmm. But I'm always available for you anytime, any place, because you give that, and I have that for you. Mm-hmm. Other people, like, going to Bible study, I go, but in the back of my mind, I'm just not, like, that's the only, is it caveat? Or is it, it's the only, like, hesitation with me. And it's only because of the way I was raised. Like, I can't speak spirituality and Jesus and, because I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. You know, I understand, like, I can't relate I can't relate to the way people feel when they, like, you listen to your gospel on Sundays. I know some of the gospel songs and I sing them, but I don't listen to gospel like that. I only listen to gospel like that if I come over here with you. And I got like two or three songs if I'm riding to come on my playlist, and I sometimes just want to hear it. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, because I wasn't raised listening to gospel music. I sung in the choir, but then I was raised Jehovah's Witness and it wasn't none of that. So it's like, I got a balance of both. So when they be like so excited, like, oh, Sarah J's having this and doing this, and I be like, I'm not excited about it. But if it was from Drew Hill, and that could be the demon in me. Lord, forgive me. It could be the heathen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But but I would like to go so that I can relate more, but I'm not paying $200. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And see, I want to go, but as soon as I sent you that screen, I'm like, I ain't paying $200.
If it was for the free or
for
low,
for the free, absolutely. Bitch, I'm like, I'll be there.
If the whole group going, I'm absolutely going. I'll go in.
Not for no $200. I'm not even the group going. I'm not. Yeah.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I'm not paying that much. Hell, I'm not even paying that much. See,
Beyonce.
I did before. Mm. But I'm saying, like, now where I am in life, I'm not paying that much because I've seen her every time she came. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no. But I'm just saying, like, I get it. Ain't nothing wrong. Like, and it, now that you break it down like that, I get it. But what I was saying was, I love having friends like you where it's like, even if I ask you to go to anything, it's not no. I was ticking it that she was, the way that you said she was breaking it off, like, oh, I'm just going to go to church with these folks, but not the fact that when you broke it down like that, it makes more sense. And everybody, like you said, should think like that, but
because it's like, just like, if I'm having a birthday dinner, I'm going to invite my friends.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But in that, you know what I'm saying? Let me say this. This like, all of my friends that I talk to, right? Don't mean that, but however, everybody that I invite to my birthday dinner ain't somebody that I will go out of town with.
Absolutely.
Ain't somebody I will go to church with. Ain't somebody I will, you know what I'm saying? Like, every, you know what I'm saying? Friends, everybody is different in their own.
They bring a different part to you.
Yeah. And I feel like that, you shouldn't have just friends that are just one thing. Because, you know what I'm saying? Let me say this. Just because, you know what I'm saying, like, me and Kiki, we can be, you know what I'm saying, we have a lot of interest or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I also need people that don't have the same interest in me because I want, you know what I'm saying, different perspectives, different opinions, of, you know what I'm saying, different, you know, stuff. Like, if I bring, like, I can, like, the shit I told you, you know what I'm saying? I'm comfortable telling you because, bitch, you know, I wouldn't feel comfortable telling, you know what I'm saying, other people that.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even, like, and I have a best friend. I'm not even going to tell her that.
And I understand why.
You see what I'm
saying?
Absolutely.
And I got a favorite. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you.
So, because it's certain stuff that you know is like, I relate more in this area with you with this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And not that I, you know what I'm saying, like, hide certain stuff. But it's like, this type of stuff,
it's not for you. It ain't for you.
It's not saying, because people look, was on her thing, like, I'm not saying that I don't, you know what I'm saying, value your opinion, I don't value your time or your energy or love and all that. It's just certain spaces you don't belong in because, like, the information I told you is only for you.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? Any other friend that I tell, bitch, it would not be able, they wouldn't understand.
But
you
get what I'm saying?
So, and for that, you know what I'm saying, this, like, the information is the same way that I wouldn't put you in a space, you know what I'm saying, like, where I know that it ain't for you. It's like, you know what I'm saying, I took it as, I respect who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want you to feel awkward in, you know what I'm saying, certain areas that, I go in. I don't want you to feel, you know what I'm saying, out of place. I don't, you know what I'm saying? So you as a friend, as this is me, you know what I'm saying, being more of a friend to you of like, nah, you know what I'm saying? My nigga don't do that. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she good. You know what I'm saying? Just say like if I was a crackhead, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I wouldn't take you around my crack friends. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, why not?
But I
want
to go around your crack friends.
But that'd be my crackhead voice. You know what I'm saying? My shoulder. I start moving. You know what I'm saying? Be like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Don't offer Kiki none of this crack shit.
Because y'all want no crack.
You know what I'm saying? That's me as a friend. Protect you. Like, nah, she don't get that. I don't smoke crack for the people, you know, new people.
And just
people.
Like when you would be around people that smoke. You
know what I'm saying? Like, nah, my nigga ain't no smoker. You know what I'm saying? Don't pass a blunt to us. You know what I'm saying? It's just the fact that, you know, just because this is all the shit that you want to do. All your we friends don't mean that we want to do all the same shit.
But you know,
respect your friends' differences.
But that's like that's the communication between friends when you communicate mm-hmm. well, because your friends will understand that she's not being funny with me because she didn't invite mm-hmm. me. She just know that that's not my vibe, mm-hmm. or it's like she just feel like she ain't gonna enjoy this, or she ain't gonna want to go. But then you got some friends who feel like, well, damn, at least ask me. Mm-hmm. And see if I want
to. I had a friend, and you know who I'm talking about, mm-hmm. who used to never want to come outside. Absolutely. You already know exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. And she used to always get mad that I never asked her. You know what I'm saying? So even, you know what I'm saying, this brings my point up to that. Like, bitch, you wouldn't want to be in any of these spaces. You're just going to sit there, you know, on your phone. You know what I'm saying? You're going to sit there, like, so uncomfortable. And your energy is going to, you know what I'm saying,
trickle fuck up
my energy. So that part, that's why I'm like, bitch, you're not about to fuck up my energy. You get what I'm saying? So, yes, categorize me. But however, you get mad because I didn't ask you, that is a you issue.
Yeah.
Because again, like I said, you only want to be invited. Yeah. You don't want to go.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's a you issue.
That's some stupid
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Like, you only want to get invited.
Yeah.
But you don't want to go. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's not a me issue. That's a you issue.
Yeah. So why would you want me to send the invite only for you to tell me no?
Because, again, I'm just like, bitch, I don't want to keep hearing a no.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like,
like you said, I don't want to hear, like, bitch, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, waste my fucking breath. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, be like, bitch, I ain't finna ask. I'm good, bitch. I'm putting on my clothes, bitch. I'm finna go. Who going to shoot myself?
Or you be like, where you going? And you be like, can I come? That's me. Like, if I'm talking to you and you like, oh, I'm finna go mm-hmm. ahead and do, do, do. And I'm like, oh, where are you going? Do, do, do. I'm like, shit, you want some company? You invite mm-hmm. yourself instead of her having to invite you. I get it.
And then some stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, more than likely, bitch, I didn't invite you because, again, I know your energy.
Don't knock it
in. It's going to, so it's like, I'm coming to enjoy myself and have fun. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't on it.
Yeah.
When I come, bitch, I'm finna mingle. I'm finna do whatever, bitch, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm finna do all that, you know, mm-hmm. and you not on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, with certain friends, I could do some hood rat shit. You know what I'm saying? Certain friends, I could do some, you know, hoe shit.
Yeah.
Certain friends, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, bitch, if I'm on my hoe shit tonight, bitch, let me call my hoe ass friend. You know what I'm saying? Let go.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
You got friends who just like to be out like you.
Yeah.
Don't mind and stay ready to go.
That's what I'm saying. My nigga be on it. Shit.
Be ready to go.
You know
go.
What I'm saying? Like, we be on that same shit. That's what shit, bitch, I'm telling you about. So, because even, it's like, even for my, I'm going to just say my nephews. I'm even just saying to them. So I was going to the Drew Hill, you know what I'm saying, concert, the thing or whatever. And they was like, Amy, I just want to go with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I told him, I'm like, hey, because I was going by myself. Remember, because me and you supposed to be doing something.
Yeah. No, you were saying that it was Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. And I had the Janika thing.
I'm saying me and you supposed to have a date.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to go to the concert or whatever.
Yeah.
So when I had told my nephew, you know what I'm saying, that I was going, they was like, Amy, I just want to go with you. And I'm like, they just kept begging. And I was like, I said, hold up. You can go with me because one of my nephews, like one of the twins, he always just like, I don't want to be here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and so I'm like, hey, we had a talk. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Before you go, Amy is finna be walking. Amy is finna be, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna be talking to strangers. Amy finna be just, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna, you know what I'm saying? Because I was going by myself.
And I
promise you, I didn't know. Remember, I told you, I ain't asked nobody to go.
Yeah.
Bitch, I was just finna go by myself. And I was finna just, you know what I'm saying? Because all these times I've been going, bitch, I've been meeting so many damn just people. Because, bitch, I go and they be like, girl, you haven't meet no stranger. Bitch, I be talking to everybody.
That's one thing about me. I don't mind going by myself. When you wait on people mm-hmm. to ask them to go, like, and people like you, Janika used to always say, you going, but yeah, mm-hmm. I don't mind.
And so when my nephews came and they saw, they was like, you just talking to everybody. And I'm like, I don't meet a stranger. If I'm sitting there and my mama said, hey, girl, I like you. And bitch, now we friends. It's this one girl I had met at the Slutty Vegan when I was in line. Girl, we was talking. Girl, she my new friend. We probably hooking up, you know what I'm saying, and doing something. She like, girl, I just like you. Like, bitch, I meet it, bitch. Hey, girl. You know what I'm saying? But my nephews, they saw how it was. And they was like, they just thought, you know, they was... He was like, and you know what I'm saying, it was the energy that I was putting out. I'm like, hey,
you teach me how to be social.
Like, you know, we finna have fun. Don't come and pout. Don't come, you know what I'm saying? Like, just come for
enjoy
real.
Enjoy yourself.
Cause my thing is like, I'm a moment type of person.
Yeah.
Cause we don't get long on this earth. You know what I'm saying? That's probably why I've been doing what I've been doing. Cause I'm like, bitch, let's just live. Yeah. Like, I don't take life too serious. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to be, with nobody that it's like, bitch, let's just live in the moment. Mm-hmm. Let's just enjoy this moment. Why y'all stressing, bitch? I'm finna live in the moments. I'm a moment person where it's like, just.
You know what I'm saying? When I was riding
there,
I'm like, I don't want to go in the house. I'm just
saying. I was, listen, to be honest, I'm not lying. No, seriously. I was like, that's why I called you even after. I'm like, I was loving all of
when that, I be like sense. When it's like when I because I guess because I didn't have to work that day because mm-hmm. when I have to get up in the morning, go to work, be working all day, I'm like, I need to go home and reset. I actually didn't have to work that day, so I went to the gym and I'm like, it's a beautiful day out here. And I was thinking like, I'm so lame, I don't even know what's popping. That's why I'm like, okay, well shit, I went to TJ Maxx, and I walked around, and I talked to you for a long time on the phone, but it was like,
Call me back, boy. She be lying to me, y'all.
Because when I left TJ Maxx. Oh,
she always give me excuses, y'all.
I went up to Bath & Body Works. It was up. I got home with you at Bath & Body Works. But I'm saying, like, I like to do stuff. I used to always get out, but, like, it's like.
Yeah. Cause like I said, I just live like
I just want to get out. I do like.
Cause you know what I'm saying? Again, I say I'm y'all heard me say this probably every episode. People die every fucking day.
Yep.
If y'all listening to my voice, real talk, somebody just died as me saying that. Yep. You get what I'm saying? Bitch, live your life today and have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun today. This is my fifth day being, you know what I'm saying, just like putting on makeup. Bitch, I've been going. I ain't really had no sleep. That's why I said tomorrow, bitch, I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Because,
bitch, for the last 5 days, bitch, I've been out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, it is what it, bitch, listen.
Let's
you know what I'm saying? Let's just roll. Because, again, I see so many people that wish that they, you know what I'm saying? Like, that people be saying they wish they had that joy and that happiness. I'm like, you got it, bitch. Just get up and just, you know what I'm saying, enjoy.
Yeah.
Please don't wait on your life to, you know what I'm saying, to stress about. Just enjoy. I ain't saying go out and spend no money. I be going to free shit. Do you hear me? Bitch, I be just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going where I'm spending minimum money or something, you know what I'm saying? But I be having the best times. Like, people be thinking that I gotta spend, you know, $300. No. Bitch, I go and I guess because I don't drink either, you know what I'm saying? But I go, like, you know what I'm saying? So even if that bitch, me and Janika, girl, we for the free drink, bitch.
Yeah.
Because I ain't really gonna tell you about that, but anyways.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? I go for moments. I go for memories. Yeah. And yeah, you know, so that I know everybody not like that, but I'm like, if anything y'all gonna pick up from me, you know what I'm saying, is please just and I'm not even saying just being asked, just do whatever, even if it's the, like, you just go of your friend house, you know what I'm saying, like, just the, but you creating some type of memory, you put yourself in an atmosphere where you around great energy. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. It does not have to be. I'm not saying go to a club. I'm not saying go to day parties. I'm not saying go. I'm telling you to go to places where it's great memories and great energy.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? Like, even if I go to this friend house this day or this friend house, just go to a place where it's great energy. That's going to keep you positive. That's going to keep you happy.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? Like, and it's going to keep you from, you know, darkness or whatever. You know, you just sit there and you just in, you know what I'm saying, the dark. And you ain't, it's like you get in a space where you don't, you know what I'm saying, get want to do anything. You want to, you know what I'm saying, that's a comfortable now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, where you in that, you know what I'm saying. So my thing is like, just, you know what I'm saying, and I'm saying that the moment, bitch, I've always been like that. Though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like.
And the thing about it is like, when I was growing up, I stayed outside. Even when I was a kid. Every weekend I was out. Even when I turned 18, I stayed at the club, like at the Spa, Blue, all of them Gigi's. I stayed every fucking weekend. Then I went to college. I would come home on the weekends, go to the club. I think that's why I be like, I don't fuck with the club.
Bitch, you used to do that in high school, bitch.
What I've known in high school, when I turned 18, like, soon as I graduated high school, soon as I turned 18, hell yeah, I was hitting the club. I went to every concert.
I said that because I was in high school.
Going to clubs.
Bitch, I was using Michi. I didn't. Girl, bitch. I wasn't playing no games.
I grew up going to concerts. I was always outside growing up. It wasn't until I got older where I became, like, really a homebody. And, like, now, I'm, like, now that I feel like I want to be outside, but once I get moved and situated, I got clothes. I got sundresses. And it's still the summer, so I got August and September, like, what?
What's up?
What?
What's up?
I'm saying on the weekend, I got...
What's up?
What?
And because what's so crazy is that, you know what I'm saying? Because even when I was in North Dallas, I was way more outside.
You was.
I was outside probably 3 times a week, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, fuck the weekend, and bitch. I'm like, Tuesday, what's poppin'? Wednesday,
I can't do shit bitch. During the week because I work. I'm trying to... Babe, during the week, I'm out of the... On the weekends, though, I be like, when I come over here, we record early, what you want to get into when we leave her? Not today, of course.
Like, wrap this shit up,
Not today, of course. But I'm just saying, like, you know, like, I'm for it. It makes sense, but we don't, y'all, we done to talk.
Oh, we showed it. We didn't get to our next topic, so we're going to go ahead and jump into our letter portion of the day. If you would like to write us, email us. It's sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or just slide in our DM and send us something.
Okay. Hey, silly girls. I found out that my boyfriend sent an old friend a dozen red roses for her graduation from college. I have never heard him mention this friend before, and I am confused as to why he would. Like, he don't even send me flowers and has never given me flowers. I don't even know what to think. Do y'all think he has an attraction to her?
You want me to go first? Or
yes,
you
ma'am.
Go? Okay. What's up, cousin? So you said that your man...
Sent a dozen red roses
to his friend. That's a girl. That's a female.
That graduated from college.
Graduated from college. let me say this now.
She don't know the friend. She's never heard of.
She never heard of the friend before. For me, that would be a problem for me. Now, let me say, and it's because it's flowers. You get what I'm saying?
It's red and roses. Red roses mean,
you know what I'm saying? It's a
attraction,
yeah.
Love or something.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying? Like, especially he don't send you flowers. But even if he did send me flowers, I have a problem with my man sending any woman flowers that's not his mama, his granny, his auntie, his sister, his cousin. If they not his blood, not that's my sis. If they not his blood for me, you ain't sending no bitch no flowers.
That's right.
I'm not saying that in a way where I'm like, you know, it's a curl or, you know, I'm saying in a way of like, that's a, you know what I'm saying, a love that's attached to a flower, the sentiment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so for me, that would be a problem. And I think you need to look more into whoever this friend is and investigate and ask questions. But your two antennas should be up that it's more than what he's leading on to.
Yeah, I received 2 dozen of flowers for mine, and I felt the way I felt when I received them was a great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So if she feel how I feel when your man sent her some flowers, mm-hmm. you definitely should research more. You know what I'm saying? People be like, I'm just in a space in my life now. If you want to know, ask.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, find out. You ain't got to be Barbara and Shirley. It's a way to approach somebody like, hey, I see that my boyfriend sent you some roses. I just want to know what is the dynamic between y'all. Either she going to come off the muscle and be like, I ain't got no flowers in line. Or she going to be honest and be like, oh, I met him this, and that. I feel like I'm a Chancellor. Even though I got my flowers, I'm glad I got my flowers. And I'm glad that person sent me my flowers.
So that person who sent you flowers, did he have feelings for you?
I don't know. I think he...
See?
Yeah, mm-hmm. he used to have an attraction for me. So, yeah, it would... mm-hmm. He probably don't now, but he had an attraction for me then.
When he sent them?
When he mm-hmm. sent them, yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Because it's a certain type of, you know what I'm saying, again, feeling attached to purchasing flowers for a woman.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And I know that. So, for me, my thing is, it's about the prevention of my spouse's feelings. You know, I'm protecting him without him even knowing that I'm hiding the bullets. You get what I'm saying? So for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to move a certain way or do certain things that's going to have him questioning, you know what I'm saying, if I have an attraction for another man. I'm going to move like that he knows I don't have it. And doing things like that is going to put a, you know what I'm saying, a question mark and going to have my psyche fucked up knowing that you send flowers to another woman. So my thing is, protect my mental space and my heart, but also protect me even, you know what I'm saying, thinking of future things. So, you know what I'm saying, you're doing stuff like that is protecting, you know what I'm saying, the future mm-hmm. outcome of mm-hmm. my future thoughts. For, you know what I'm saying, it's going to question me thinking like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying, be like, before you do something with another female, you know what I'm saying, be like, damn, how would my woman feel? Mm-hmm. And that's how I want my man to think. Because before I do anything like with, just like from a relationship and my homeboy, I'm going to first say in my mind, hold on, how would my dude feel if I, you know what I'm saying, like, went somewhere with my homeboy? How would my, you know what I'm saying? So if I feel
your brain go automatically.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm in a relationship, my, that's what I first the think first about. So, reaction, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Because I'm preventing.
Yeah.
I'm preventing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I want that prevention love. Ooh, I like that. Yeah, I want that prevention love.
But yeah, I definitely feel like you already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
If, especially if he don't send you flowers.
Yeah.
And he's sending somebody that you have no idea who she is and you never heard of, baby. Yeah, that's an immediate red flag.
He probably is not fucking her, but he's probably trying to fuck her. He's pursuing her
vagina.
Yeah. He's trying to fuck with her, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fucking be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga send me flowers. He's trying to get my attention. He's trying to, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, that's romantic. You trying to romance her to try to, you know what I'm saying, like, because it been dudes that do stuff for me, you yeah. know what I'm saying, that I know that they're doing it to get to my attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I can say, like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the dude sent me flowers, I'm going to smile a little bit. I'm going to be like, oh, who these from?
Yeah.
Read the card and be like, oh, they yeah. from who?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's going to, you know what I'm saying, give you a little, you know. Even if, you know what I'm saying, you don't feel, you know what I'm saying, he probably like, oh, it wasn't nothing, no, but it is something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could have sent her, you know what I'm saying, like a card, a gift card or some shit. At first, I wasn't doing that. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying any other type of gift, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you could have had somebody make her a graduation cake, Charleston's fancy cakes. You know what I'm saying? Just had her to do something.
But he don't even,
you
know, she don't saying? Even know this friend.
Yeah.
So he shouldn't have did shit.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you got to sneak and do it.
That part.
Anything you can't tell your spouse, you're cheating.
That
I don't
part.
Give a fuck what nobody say. Mm-hmm. Anything you can't tell your spouse, you're cheating.
Yeah.
Period. But
anyways, y'all know what time it is.
Rando, rando, rando. We got something random for you. Rando, rando, rando. We got something random for you.
Yeah. What's your random here?
My random... Girl, I just lost my fucking...
I ain't found. Want me to go first?
Yes, please.
My random is... I have an invention.
What's that?
I want to invent a washing machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
That after you wash your clothes, it drop out like the bottom let out, and it drop to the bottom and it go to the dryers without you even having to put it in the dryer.
They already have that. You just
lies.
Broderick shared that on his Facebook. That
lies.
I'm gonna go to, on his page. Yes, he said that. He said that's the next. He said if I buy anything, I'm buying that. It's like a washing machine that turns into a dryer where it's one.
Oh,
stop.
Bitch! I don't know, girl. He just posted or something?
Yeah, it was like probably last month or something. Mm. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
I was just, because I'm like, damn, I need to watch. And I'm like, I got to put him in. I'm like, that'd be so fucking dope.
Yeah.
To have something that just, it automatically go over there. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Damn, they even beat me to the punch. Ain't that about a bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that about a bitch?
Mm-hmm. Do you like, this is random thinking, like,
mm-hmm.
it's a question.
Okay.
When you on a date, do you prefer, because I was random thinking, like, I don't know. I was like, going forward, I like to. I be wanting my date to sit on the side of me,
mm-hmm.
but then I be wanting to sit across from me mm-hmm. so I could look in their face. And I was like, I don't know. It was just a random thought, mm-hmm. like, which one do I like the most? Like, for him to sit next to me so I can kind of touch his hand mm-hmm. and do stuff like that, or if I could sit across from him and look in his eyes. Which one do you like?
Okay, if it's a first date, I prefer you sitting across from me because the conversation, I like to see facial expression, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? When we talking, and then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like further on, you know what I'm saying, you can sit on the side of me because now I want you to be touching on me, and I want okay. you know what I'm saying, because if we're on a date and we're, you know what I'm saying, now we're having a conversation, we having to keep going like this, so you know what I'm saying,
if it's a close,
yeah, you know what I'm saying, but if like if you know if we already comfortable, it's like rub on me. I'm touchy feely,
me too,
so I'm like the, you know what I'm saying, like yeah. I'm like that. And And yeah, because okay. I'm, you know what I'm saying?
I was like, someday I just want to look, and you know, I'd be looking out and yeah. just stir up and smile, but then I like to sit,
yeah.
like kind of close.
Because if you that close, the conversation wise, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not gonna be. I'm really trying to get to know you, and with you right here, I'm because I'm already attracted to you.
Yeah.
And your body next to mine, you know what I'm saying, is gonna make me, because as much as I touch feel I want you to on me, I'm like that. I'm like, listen, let me be around somebody I like. I'm just out. You soft.
Am I?
Your right there is so soft.
Girl, that's that fat part of it.
I'm touching Kiki, and oh my God, you so soft right there. Because I wonder why dude.
Be rubbing.
Oh my God, she's so soft, y'all. She's so soft. And then, you know, and so I'm thinking, like, girl, because you said that, and I'm thinking about, like, because I'm like, I wouldn't want to, you know, kiss on a first date, right? In the bitch. Bitch.
Okay.
Girl, listen, cause, but, like, bitch, listen. Okay. Sometimes you don't be thinking that, you know what I'm saying? You, but
if the attraction,
girl, you just find, like, I gotta find you fine. Fine.
Yeah.
For me, and, like, yeah. And I ain't gonna go after the kiss, but you, like, grab me and kiss me. I keep on the feel on you right there. I'm sorry.
Shut up. Okay, let me give y'all my song. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Because she's finna go to China. My song is In the Mood by The Whispers. Mm. This is what I do to get you in the mood. Make R&B like that no more. Big mustache.
And you said that you wouldn't kiss on the first day, but would you? Yeah.
I haven't.
But you probably would.
If the attraction is there.
Because I be saying out of harsh. I'm like, man.
A lot of stuff I say I wouldn't do. And then a lot of things we say we wouldn't do. And then we
ain't in our mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, right
it,
now.
It's the right if, thing.
If
the, it feels,
if the man not right here, and I'm like, bitch, I can say whatever. But then.
That attraction is there, like, it's totally different.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
So my quote of the week is, you can do hard things. Let me repeat that again. You can do hard things. A lot of people always be wanting the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people be always, you know what I'm saying, going for something that is, you know what I'm saying, like, this is, you know what I'm saying, just going to be quick, fast, or whatever. It don't take that much work, you know what I'm saying? But because they don't think that they can do the hard thing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, if you listening, whatever it is that you want, you know what I'm saying, don't just avoid doing whatever that is because you be like, damn, it's hard. I ain't going to be able to. You got this.
Yeah.
You can do hard things. Stop thinking that you always need an easy path, or you know what I'm saying, you got to find an easy way out. No. You got this.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do hard things. Because it is hard for you, you know what I'm saying? Once you do it, guess what? It's not going to be hard no more. So, you know what I'm saying? Build yourself up to let yourself know that you can do hard things. Because when I think, I'm like, damn, it's hard. But that's what makes me want to do it more. Because I'm like, bitch, nah. I'm finna learn how to do this shit. I'm finna figure out a way to navigate. I'm finna get this shit. And, bitch, I'm finna do it. Because after I do it ain't hard no more. You know what I'm saying? But we be avoiding this shit. We like, man, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? People don't even try.
Yeah.
Because they already know it's going to be hard. Bitch, sometimes, just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bitch, you got this.
You got it.
You got this. You got something else you want to say?
I don't.
And we can't do hard things, which is their dick. Because that did get hard, and we can do that, honey. But make sure, for real, that you go ahead and go over to YouTube. You hit the subscribe button. Also, go over to TikTok, and you know what I'm saying? Help us. We on a road to 50K, okay?
Yeah.
We got about 30K right now, you know what I'm saying? So we on the road to 50K, so go ahead and go over to TikTok and follow us, you know what I'm saying? But guess what, City Squad? We out!